You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In the 1970s, there were a number of small grocery stores sprinkled through the West Bloomington neighborhoods, as well as an IGA supermarket. By the 1980s, nearly all were gone. Some closed due to the normal course of business. Others could not compete when the West Side Walmart opened west of Interstate 55. For some 30 years, West Side residents have been asking for a full-service supermarket closer to their neighborhoods. Bloomington Economic Development Coordinator Austin Grammer says city officials have been trying for at least that long to convince one of the large supermarket chains to move into the area. Grammer tells GLT's Judy Valente city government has a role to play in the matter, but there are economic and infrastructure barriers to overcome.
I think the role the government can play in addressing a food desert is ensuring access to quality public transportation. And so in this case, we have Connect Transit that provides good service to the west side. Could it potentially be better? That's a question, to help those that don't have the ability to afford a car ownership to be able to get to a grocery store. So I think that's one role that the government can play is in transportation. Another role is potentially partnering with private developers and these retailers when there is interest to potentially develop a full-line grocery store on the west side or in a particular neighborhood. There's many different ways that the municipality can form a public-private partnership with a developer and a retailer. In case in point is the city's partnership with Green Top Grocery and the developer of the Foundry.
In what ways would you see that kind of partnership playing out? What would it really entail? Would it entail giving them tax incentives, as you've given to some other companies, some developers?
Yeah, municipalities across the nation, and I mean, I can think of a couple specific examples in Rockford and also in Decatur. The municipality partnered with developers to do new construction of Save-A-Lot grocery stores in lower income areas in Rockford and in Decatur. That took the form of tax increment financing, clearing of land, donation of land, sales tax rebates, those different types of things in order to help make those private projects financially feasible.
When we aired our story on West Bloomington as a food desert on Monday, we received an email from a gentleman who lives in Bloomington who said, "We've been talking about this since the 70s. And nothing has really happened. No grocery chain has moved in close in to the residential neighborhoods. Why has this taken so long, if there are possibilities?"
Well, a lot of it comes into play with the demands of the retailers and their knowledge of what is going to be profitable for them. There were quite a number of grocery stores in the downtown area, on the fringe of the downtown, on the west side, that were more modest stores, 10 to 20,000 square feet. There was an IGA food liner where the Talcris plasma facility is just to the west of downtown. There was at one time an Aldi store next to the Department of Motor Vehicles on West Market Street. So there have in the past been grocery stores in the area, but due to consumer demand for larger stores, bigger selection, more abundant parking, those retailers have unfortunately left this area and gone to greenfield sites where they can build those bigger stores and have those bigger parking lots.
The Bloomington resident who wrote to us made an interesting point that it's great to have the Walmart there, but in fact the Walmart may have driven some of the small grocers that were closer to the residential neighborhoods out of the area.
That's right. There was at one time, like I mentioned, an Aldi store in the Market Square shopping center on West Market Street next to the Department of Motor Vehicles and the Pilot truck stop. But then when the new Super Walmart was developed on the west side of the interstate, Aldi's business model said, well, if we shadow Walmarts, we will be successful. We should pick up and move and build next to the Walmart on the other side of the interstate. And unfortunately, that left the residents that depended upon that store in that general neighborhood with no option other than to go across the interstate to the Aldi store or the Walmart there.
On the east side of Bloomington and into parts of Normal, there's 10 large chain grocery stores in a row. Why does that make sense for all these stores to be in the same spot? You would think they'd all be competing with each other for the same customers.
I think it's really two parts. That, again, it gets back to the retailer's desire to make a profit, and retailers are very risk adverse. And so they say, well, if I locate where everyone is going to be shopping, whether it's for groceries or other general merchandise, I'm more likely not going to fail. And then they can also tag team off of each other's marketing spending for advertising. So again, the retailers want to avoid risk. It also gets back to sort of a general land use planning, in that we have created zoning and development of that land along Veterans Parkway to cater to the big box retailers, and that's where that space is available for those types of retailers to locate.
I'm glad you mentioned land use, because one of the reasons retailers and even some of our city council members say there is not a large chain grocery store in that area of town is that there's no space for it. Where are you going to put it? And yet, if you ride around Bloomington, West Bloomington even, there are open spaces. Is there really no space that one can find in West Bloomington for a large chain store?
Well, it depends upon what your definition of large chain store is. You know, if you're looking for more of an Aldi or a Save-A-Lot, that's going to be able to be accommodated on a site that's about 2 acres, because they would need a building that's 20,000 roughly square feet or less, plus the parking to equivalently match that. But if you're talking about maybe a more larger scale Kroger or definitely a Walmart or a Jewel, you're going to need a building on the size of 60,000 to 70,000 square feet and a much larger parking lot to match that. So there are a few sites on the west side that could potentially accommodate a smaller scale grocery store, but they're not necessarily clear sites or shovel ready. And they are maybe currently used by a different type of user, and so that would require that user to potentially relocate and have a complete redevelopment of that site or a portion of it. And that would all be very expensive and potentially costly. And, you know, the city staff have had conversations with some of the owners of those different properties over the years about, you know, the city's willingness to help that redevelopment happen.
Are you saying that it's virtually impossible then for the people of the West Side to get something they've been asking for decades?
I would not say that it's impossible, but it would be difficult. But I think that, you know, the city fully understands the need and hears the residents and is working to try to solve the problem in a cost-effective manner.
When was the last time you did have a conversation with, say, Kroger or Schnucks?
I'm in frequent conversations with either the direct retailers, the Krogers, the Aldis of the world, or their designated real estate and marketing team that they contract with, and explaining to them the market potential that's out there. And many of them realize it and have traveled our market and have seen that there is potential demand. But then again, it gets back to available site that's large enough for the type of development that they want to put together. Another issue that comes along with helping these retailers be successful is this concept of co-tenancy. They often like to locate in shopping centers or in close proximity to other supportive retailers. So a grocery store of a limited service that's targeting more of a lower income market often likes to locate in a strip mall that is also occupied by a dollar store or other complementary services that helps bring traffic to the grocery store, and everyone kind of feeds off of each other. So in the event that a space like that becomes available in an existing shopping center, I'll definitely be on the phone with those retailers to let them know about that. I would say, you know, the grocery industry is a very competitive and very tough industry with very slim margins. And at this very point in time in 2016, 2017, 2018 is a very difficult time to be in the grocery business due to a recent deflation that all grocers have encountered. And all those grocers are able to buy their products less expensively and are thankfully passing those savings along to their customers. But at the same time, that really hits at their bottom line as well. So that has you know, created potentially a difficult environment, but I think that we're starting to see that that deflationary cycle is starting to ease.
Kroger, a year or so ago, said they wanted to move their College Avenue store, yet they wanted to move it just a few yards away from where it is now. Would that not have been a time for the city to step in and say, why can't you do something on the west side, or why can't you do more with your Main Street store?
Right. Well, of course, that would be a great time to have that conversation, and that conversation definitely was had, because I wouldn't be doing my job as the City of Bloomington's Economic Development Coordinator if I didn't impress upon the third largest grocer in the world the missed potential for opportunity for them throughout the city. So I'm very pleased that the City Council partnered with Kroger to assist them with the development of the proposed Kroger Marketplace at College and Hershey. That will is proposed to be their flagship store for this community, and I think it's a positive sign that they would choose to invest in Bloomington, and would be hopeful that they would continue to invest and upgrade their stores elsewhere throughout the city.
But that's on hold now, that project.
Right. As I mentioned, the deflationary cycle that has caught all grocers has also affected Kroger, and they have are passing along the lower prices to their customers and reinvesting their capital in different ways rather than opening new stores. They had a plan to open at least 300 new stores across the country, and that was going to unfold over the next couple of years. They have rolled that plan back now more to open potentially 50 stores across the country over the next couple of years.
Do you have some sort of timetable that you're looking at? What can you say to the people of West Bloomington who have been asking for years for a supermarket to come in there? Can you say maybe in 2 years, maybe in 3 years, maybe in 5 years?
Well, if I had a project in my back pocket, I'd you know, love to have that going right away. But again, the city has to be careful that it doesn't go out and try to make a market that isn't necessarily there and get overzealous in offering incentives. Case in point is the city of Peoria created a TIF district and acquired a bunch of homes and demolished them in order to create a Cub Foods grocery store. I believe it's on Knoxville Avenue. And unfortunately, that store didn't quite work out, and it closed after only being open for a few years. And so now they have a very large vacant strip mall and a large vacant grocery store. So it's all going to be dependent upon finding that right operator, that right partner, and then I'm sure that the city would be willing to step up and help with a project if needed.
Austin Grammer is the Economic Development Coordinator for the City of Bloomington. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
West Bloomington is the most serious example of a food desert in the Twin Cities, but the USDA map of food deserts also shows some neighborhoods in North Normal are not close to a supermarket. Grammer says the difference is those neighborhoods are in more affluent areas where residents generally have ready access to cars they can use to get to a grocery store. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.